Essentially, two basic types of appeals that I'm going to talk about, and they do track our previous presentation. There's the appeal of a zoning decision, and there's the appeal from the Board of Adjustment. And so, just as you heard lots of the differences between those two boards, the appellate process from that is also different. Beginning in my paper, I kind of give a little fact scenario of what might be happening to cause an appeal. And I talk about, you know, Joe Garage just inherited a piece of property from his grandfather, and it's zoned residential, but he wants to open a garage on that property. The street, if you look at it, they've got businesses on those properties that have been there for years and years, and he says, this will be a great place to put my garage. He understands, he finds out that, in fact, it's zoned residential, and he wants to change the zoning. So he goes through the appellate process. He goes through the application process at the city. Well, it turns out that, you know, there's a neighborhood group in this area that has dreams of how this is going to be gentrified and go and redeveloped into a great residential area close to downtown. And so they show up in great opposition to Mr. Garage's garage. And in fact, the Planning and Zoning Commission splits along the normal lines. You know, you have some people who are pro-neighborhood and some that are pro-business, and his application is denied. Well, as I put it, you know, Mr. Garage also inherited some cash from Granddaddy, and, you know, this gentrification group kind of rubbed him the wrong way. They kind of looked down their nose at him, and he felt like he was disrespected. So, by gosh, he's going to take this case on appeal to the court.